Okay, so welcome to this lightning talk. My name is Olivier Guyot and I work as a developer at Camp2Camp. I'm going to talk to you about OGC Client. OGC Client is a library, a JavaScript library that will be helpful to interact with many kinds of different OGC services and protocols. So the library has been around for more than a year now. Its original features were working with WMS, WFS endpoints. So the typical scenario with these kind of endpoints is that your client application would request what kind of data was there and maybe query them so that they can display it on a map. And so how we would go is that you would ask for the capabilities and then you would get a lot of different big complex XML documents, complex schemas, large files, and there are then different versions and different implementation differences. So everything was kind of hard to work with. And so the original thing with OGC Client is that it would offer a pretty simple promise-based API on top of everything. So you can just like create a WFS endpoint object, just give it a URL, and you don't worry about anything else, and it will just check for the versions, etc. And then you can ask for information about this endpoint, for example, whether it supports JSON as output. So OGC Client allowed you to do to query WMS layers, feature types, also unique attribute values, for example, on a WFS. And it's it also uses a cached logic internally, which means that if you query the same service multiple times, everything will be kept in cache, so it will be very fast. There's also a worker, which means that even if you have very big documents, which can be long to parse, then everything will be smooth to the user. And it also has a bit of smart error handling. So when something goes wrong, which it always does at some point, then we'll get more information about what's going on, whether it's like a cross-region error or network error, or this sort of things. So we've added some new features in the past month. So the library is now in version 1.0. We migrated the whole library to TypeScript, which is a big deal because when we'll be adding more and more features, it's really important that we have a very robust typing system. And based on that, we added support for OGC API endpoints. So the support is currently quite basic, but you can already, same principle, create OGC API endpoint object. And then using promises, so the thing is asynchronous, you can ask for conformance classes, which collections are in the endpoint. You can check for records collections and features collections. You can get more information. You can actually also query collection items. And also the library is able to run in Node, so you don't need a browser anymore, which opens up many interesting possibilities. We might go with creating a CLI at some point, which could be also maybe useful. So the library is situated on GitHub. You can find it at camp2camp/OGC client. There is a page which is online with documentation. And also you have a very simple demo application. So you can put URLs for different services and it will give you some information just to show what you can do. Future plan for the library, we have many ideas, but then it depends on what is really needed in which projects. I think one really interesting thing would be to be able to work with WMTS because it's still a very used protocol and it's quite complex, quite hard to work with. CSW could be useful also for querying metadata catalog, Stack as well, maybe other protocols, maybe S3 could be useful. And that's it. Thanks.